WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. There appears to be an online leak of intelligence documents showing Israel's plan for a possible air attack on Iran. U.S. officials have declined to comment to ABC News about it. House Speaker Mike Johnson on CNN's State of the Union.
The leak is very concerning. There's some serious allegations being made there. Investigation underway, and I'll get a briefing on that.
The Tesla and SpaceX billionaire, Trump supporter Elon Musk, at a town hall in Pennsylvania, handed out his second $1 million prize for signing his Super Political Action Committee petition supporting free speech and right to bear arms. Experts tell ABC News paying people to vote or even to register to vote is a federal crime.
We're going to slowly and gently lower them in.
A McDonald's employee showing former President Trump how the deep fryer works at a Max in Feasterville, Trevose, Pennsylvania. Mr. Trump worked there a few minutes, handing out drive-through orders, falsely claiming that as a student, VP Harris never worked at a Max. This is ABC News. Self-driving investigation. ABC's Jim Ryan.
Federal regulators have opened an investigation into the full self-driving feature of certain Tesla models after receiving four reports of crashes, one of which was fatal. Nearly 2.5 million Teslas are involved in the probe.
A Halloween warning. Not all gummies are candy. Some could be marijuana edibles. Last week, two Los Angeles area middle schools sent more than a dozen kids to the emergency room. They ate what looked like candy, but were actually laced with pot. Not seriously hurt.
It's definitely frustrating. You feel like, you know, sometimes you're like, what are the parents doing at home? Are they doing a good job teaching their kids what to stay away from?
Michael Caminetti, a parent of one of the L.A. area students who got sick. For Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Foreigner, the band's Lou Gramm and Kelly Clarkson sang its number one hit, I Wanna Know What Love Is, last night at the ceremony in Cleveland via Rock Hall and Disney Plus. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. Radio across Civic Media. Jimmy K. and Rocker hanging out with you on a Saturday night. Hope that fire is doing well. Max Inc. Radio brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And, of course, our friends over at the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. We got new music on the way this hour from Black Willow Starling and Holy Coyote. But first, a double dip of Mackenzie Moore. She's coming to Madison playing tomorrow night at the High Noon Saloon for the Madison Area Music Association Award Ceremony. Here's her song, Mannequin. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I like to think I don't feel anything, then my brain takes over. Cause the ties to my heart and wires kickstart electricity, flows like blood, and it's running through my rusty veins. I know it's corroding, but I can't feel.
wash away everyone in my life. I just can't trust anybody that's seen me cry.
Mackenzie Moore, double dip to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. That's Haunted, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Mannequin before that. Mackenzie's going to be at the High Noon Saloon tomorrow night for the Mama Award ceremony. Hope to see you there. It's going to be a great show, and super excited to see who's going to bring home the hardware tonight. Any predictions for Artist of the Year, Rocker?
No, but I know the radio station will probably be Max Inc. Radio.
We can only hope, right?
We can or, only hope. Or one of us. I know we're up for a couple different awards, yeah. Jimmy, tomorrow night.
Always a privilege to be part of the Mamas. You can, too. Just go to themamas.org, themamas.org, to get all the information. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Terry Barr is off tonight, but she is here later tonight, Rocker, with a special interview with a great guest.
That's right, Jimmy. She's going to be talking to Bob Balsley, and she has an interview. She's been wanting to do this interview for a really long time.
This guy's,
you know, legendary from Green Bay. She'll be talking to him. Next coming up, though, the Prairie Flowers. I just saw him walk in. Lindsay Evans, Dana Perry.
Oh, Lindsay Evans is in the house.
Oh, boy, yeah. We're going to be talking to them in just a few minutes. And Joey's song, Freezing Man, they got a new partnership that's going to be happening. Michael Gamal and Sarah Carlson are going to be in here to tell us all about it. And Live in the Lair, Jimmy, Alex White and the Friends, they are jamming. This is going to be a really good show.
Super excited to see them play and hear them play over the radio. Also coming up at 10 o'clock, Shane Christopher Neal from Ontario, Canada will check in with Indie 45 show, original local music from Southern Ontario. And Rob Roberts is here at 11 o'clock with After Hours. You know, if you're looking for a really cool Halloween show to go to next Saturday night, I would recommend the Freakin' Hollow Weekend at the High Noon Saloon. Max Inc. Radio is a proud sponsor of the show, and it is a exciting lineup, Rocker. Check this out. So, obviously, it's local bands, local artists paying tribute yep. to some of the big bands like The Police, performed by M. Shays, Ask for Jane, and The Barnacles. At 8 o'clock, Electric Light Orchestra, performed by Shawn Michael Dargan.
Wow.
That is going to be great.
Okay.
At 9 o'clock, crazy. It's Radiohead, performed yeah. by The Earthlings. There's an interview with Noah that I did last week. You can catch the podcast right now
civicmedia.us.
How about some Duran Duran?
Who's doing Duran Duran?
I love Duran Duran. I won't admit it in public, but I like Duran Duran.
Oh, they were awesome.
The Shabelles, Gentle Brontosaurus, and Kitty Butler are doing Duran Duran. That's going to be an interesting set for sure. And they're going to close out the night with Metallica. That's right, the mighty Metallica.
Yeah, who's doing that?
Performed by Iron Metal Jackson. It's a great lineup of music. And hope to see you there. Those advance tickets are available now at high-noon.com. They will sell out.
And that's 18-plus, Jimmy.
That is an 18-plus show. Absolutely. There's also a costume contest, which is lending to my costume anxiety that I was talking to last hour. You can win some cash prizes from all the cool sponsors.
Jimmy, you want a pro tip on a costume?
I need one.
I'll give you a pro tip. Never have a costume that has like some kind of mask kind of thing like covering your face or your mouth.
Yes, I agree.
Always have it open.
Agree.
You know, it's easy to drink.
Yes.
It's easy to talk to people. You know, you're not isolated. It's cool.
A couple years ago, Mrs. K and I did, we put a spin on Gomez and Morticia from the Addams Family.
Yeah.
And I shaved. I had a full beard, but I shaved my beard off and just did the Gomez mustache.
Yeah, yeah.
And slicked, greased my hair back. It was, we did okay. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was good. It was fun, you know. 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. I desperately need a costume idea or two.
Well, you know, that costume idea could win you $400. Did you know that?
That's another party. I think that's the Lazy Oaf.
The Lazy Oaf. Yeah. They're having Halloween Bash October 26th with the band Honey Shot. But yeah, $400 first prize, $200 second prize. That's the Lazy Oaf down here in Madison. That's pretty cool.
I like going to St. Vinny's on Willie Street and browsing the vintage clothes and see what comes up.
You're just looking for Hawaiian shirts. Don't give me that, Jimmy.
Now, that's a great idea. I can go as a surfer boy.
Yeah. Jimmy Buffett, dude.
I like it. And I have the equipment for it. I just need a margarita.
Yeah. Well, that's easy enough.
Well, problem solved. I'm going as Jimmy Buffett.
Everywhere you go, there's going to be a margarita, Jimmy.
Hey, I'm super excited. The Prairie Flowers, they're in the studio. We're going to have a chat with them in just a couple of minutes. But first, we got to get some new music for you to play, Rocker. Black Willow Starling, you gave me this song. You said, I must play this tonight.
Yes. Well, Jimmy, they're going to be here live in the Lair on November 2nd. So that's just in 2 weeks. There's no Lair next week. They're from Milwaukee, and it's James Lenfield from Beatallica. Mm. This is his Celtic band, and they're going to be here. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Let's hear their song right now, The Sun King. Black Willow Starling is Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Sun on a solstice morning to fill my eyes with bright sunlight. Breathe the spirit of the land's new warming. Bless my soul and spirit bright. A grateful heart sinks to the earth and all the creatures all around. Blessed on a solstice morning, magic of the sun abound. The sun's full power, soaking in, energize. Feed the trees, the grass and flowers, revel in the deep blue skies. Mary, meet the solar wisdom, inspiration, everyone. Illuminating day and night, for moonlight hails first from the sun. Sunlight, breathe the spirit of the lands to warming. Bless my soul and spirit bright. Grateful heart sings to the earth and all the creatures all around. Blessed on the solstice morning, every one of which we sing. Sun King.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Holy Coyote out of the Driftless region here in Wisconsin. That song is called Do Your Time, D-U-E, Your Time. It's a brand new song, and it's out streaming everywhere. If you look for Holy Coyote on your streaming platform, recorded at Megatone Studios, shout out to Paul Schluter. And the artwork on the cover for this particular song, or possibly the whole album of Do Your Time, it's a cat dressed as a cowboy, so a cowboy kitty, on a horse with pink flamingos on one side and baby dolls on another side in a desert, if I painted that picture correctly, Rocker.
Do the pink flamingos represent Madison then?
Well, where else would you find pink flamingos? You know? Great artwork and great song and sounding good. Paul over at Megatone, he always does a good job for the local bands.
Oh, yeah.
Out there in
the best.
Mount Horeb now, right?
Right, that's right.
And you got to pay a toll to get to Paul Schluter now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The Mount Horeb tolls. You got to pay the trolls tolls.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes.
You've never heard this?
I haven't heard that you have to pay a troll there.
You're behind in your toll, man. You're going to have a bunch of trolls from Mount Horeb coming for you.
Oh, man.
How y'all
I know they have a troll fest.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, when you go on to the troll way in Mount Horeb, you got to pay that toll.
I see.
It's more of a spiritual,
yes,
touristy.
I'm smelling what you're stepping in.
Okay, good. How you doing tonight? 844-967-2789. If you don't have the Civic Media app already, please do so. You can download that from civicmedia.us. You can grab it at maxincradio.com or at your favorite app store. I've got the Prairie Flowers in studio. Super excited. What was it, about a month or so, 2 months ago, German Dana's partner came to me. He's like, you know, this band is coming out with new music. Lindsay Evans.
Yeah.
Dana Perry.
Yes.
Everybody else has really cool and great sounding, great musicians. It's I haven't listened to it yet.
Sharona York.
Sharona York.
She was a singer for Charm School Rejects.
I remember that band.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like a superstar band, and Shondell Marks is also helped write the song that we're going to hear tonight.
Well, we're super excited about that. If you have questions for the Prairie Flowers, I know you're fans already. You could do that. Just send us a text, 844-967-2789. Rocker, last thing about Halloween. I'm going to try to keep it simple. I agree with the no mask policy, the mask over your face, you know, unless it's easy to remove, like a gator or something like that, you know,
like a knight, you can just flip it up.
What do you think about makeup, though?
Yeah, makeup can be cool, yeah, as long as you're not going to be in a situation where it's going to be too hot and it runs, or, right, you know, you're like smearing it. You know,
that's
what I mean?
It. I could be Rudy Giuliani with the runny makeup and the bad hair.
Oh, you could use that as a prop.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rudy Giuliani. Yeah.
I can make up some crazy...
But then you'd have to shave your beard again.
Yeah, I don't want to shave right now. I might change my mind tomorrow, but right now I don't want to shave.
You need something with a beard, Jimmy.
Can't Rudy... You're right. I don't want to be Rudy. We'll continue this discussion. Smacks Inc. on a Saturday night.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Saturday night, October 26th, starting at 8:30. Live music with Honey Shot. Win $400 with the Lazy Oaf Costume Contest. Must be present to win. Plus $4 cherry bombs, $2 75-cent cans of Bud Light and Miller Lite, and $2 off Tito's Double Mixers. It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison, North Stoughton Road. For details, follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know, running a radio show sometimes is like cooking a 9-course meal and every one of your pots is boiling over. I love it.
I think it's like being an air traffic controller.
Yeah, exactly. Hope your Saturday night is going well. Don't forget you be part of the show right now. Call or text us from the Civic Media app or just pick up the phone, 844-967-2789.
Jimmy, the Prairie Flowers, a three-piece Americana band composed of Lindsay Evans, Dana Perry, and Sharona York, are proud to announce the release of their heartfelt new single, Ribbons and Pink. And it's available on all streaming platforms starting October 20th. That's tomorrow. The poignant song, written by Lindsay Evans and Shondell Marks of Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets, reflects Lindsay's personal journey through breast cancer treatment, embodying themes of strength, resilience, and hope. Lindsay, Dana, Sharona, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having us.
First of all, Lindsay Evans is in the house.
Hey!
Great to see you again.
You too.
And Sharona, it's great to see you again, too. It's been, I think, I don't know when.
It's been some time, yeah. Yes.
And
good
Dana,
to see you too.
Dana, I feel like it's been forever since we saw each other.
Approximately 10 years.
Yeah.
At least a half an hour.
You know, one thing that's really cool, I don't know, Rocker. I think, never mind. I lost my train of thought.
Uh-oh. So, you know, we were just talking about Megatone Studios, and Jimmy was just telling me that your new song was recorded with Paul Schneider out at Megatone Studios. I was like, well, was it at the old studio or the new one?
It was in Mount Horeb at the new studio.
Oh, how is it? Tell us about that new studio.
It is beautiful. I mean, the old studio was great. Great sound. Sexy Esther recorded there. It was wonderful. I mean, you've got Paul. You've got something great. But this new studio is so beautiful. You guys need to come out and visit it.
Wow, I do. And he's up for a Mama Award tomorrow night. So we'll see if he wins. And, you know, speaking of Sexy Esther, we saw a couple of reunions were happening. Or anything happening with Sexy Esther? What's the status?
The status is Zill. Roscoe, our keyboard player, my brother, moved to South Carolina. And he's there. And it's just, I don't know. It wouldn't be the same without him.
Yeah.
Maybe sometime if he comes back, we'll figure that out. But as of now, it's not going to happen.
Get the Sexy Esther jumbo jet to pick him up and bring him up for a show or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah, you still have that jet, right?
The one in my dreams?
The one in the dreams, yeah. You still got it. Excellent.
Air Force 3. Lindsay, tell us about your new band and how this superstar lineup of Lindsay Evans, Sharona Yorks, and Dana Perry come together. I mean, this is the definition of a power trio here.
Yeah. I have always wanted to do harmony band, and being in Sexy Esther, it was me and, you know, we had one other female member for a little while, but it was me and four other guys most of the time. And to be in a group with all women and those harmonies, and I grew up on 90s country along with classic rock and top 40 hits, but I love the Americana and the bluegrass, and that's kind of where we're going with this. And Sharona and I both live in Mount Horeb now. We moved out to Mount Horeb in 2019, and I asked her if she would do this project with me, and she said yes.
I definitely said yes.
And then we were like, Dana Perry, do you think Dana Perry will join us?
Come on, Dana!
I definitely also said yes.
Yes.
Wow.
You know, Mount Horeb has been, we've had quite a few people from Mount Horeb, the Wednesday Night Lives.
Mandy Potter.
Mandy Potter, yep. And a few other people are living out. And there's actually a strong music scene and club scene in Mount Horeb.
There's a huge music scene there. I was really surprised when we moved out there because I was scared. But I've got like a whole new musical community and family there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, Madison is getting more expensive to move into.
Yes.
And I think that a lot of people are moving kind of out to the suburbs, if you will. Mm-hmm. And that includes a lot of musicians. And now let's go to Sharona York. You sang for the Charm School Rejects, to name a few. What's your backstory? Let's get to know you. Who are you?
Yes. So I have been singing since I could basically talk. And like in high school, I was involved in like solo ensemble, all the musicals, all the band stuff. I mean, I was definitely a musical kid. And it just fell into my lap to front a few bands. Charm School Rejects is one. Probably my local claim to fame. But it was just so exciting getting that band together. And I've always been in cover bands. So now I have the opportunity to sing with these two talented ladies in an original band. And it's just so exciting. It's like this interview is like totally new for me. Like these are all just new experiences. Like hearing our song on the radio, I was like, oh, this is so cool.
Yeah.
'Cause you just don't get that in a cover band.
No, you don't.
No. So, and I know we've been looking at doing an interview for a while and I finally have original music that I can come here for and do an interview.
Oh, that is so cool. That's awesome. Well, we can't wait to see the band and hear the new song. And now Dana Perry. Dare I say rock star?
Kill the rock star.
You joined up with Prairie Flowers recently. You do so much, like you needed another band. Like, why did you join this band?
Oh, man, because Lindsay asked.
Wow.
It's so fun, you know, because I've been a big fan of Sexy Esther for years. Lindsay was one of the first kind of like big local music faces I saw when I moved to Madison like 12 years ago almost. And, you know, she was just so supportive and it was just an open mic, but just you looking at me like made me feel like a rock star. I was like, that's the lady from the poster I saw. So that was pretty cool, you know. So it was, and I had been a fan for several years, but, you know, we didn't really get a lot of our opportunities to kind of one-on-one hang out, but we coach at Girls Rock Camp together. And I remember a time or two you were kind of sitting and Lindsay tinkering on guitar. And I was just like, oh, you're learning guitar? Do you have a new band? You know, just kind of like sticking a toe in, like maybe I could sing with Lindsay someday. And it was just, I don't know how much longer, like months later or something like that, where she had reached out. And so they said that they were looking for a guitar player and a third harmony. And I was like, yeah, man, that sounds like fun. And at the time, you know, as many songwriters do, you kind of hit these slumps where there's not a lot of new stuff coming out. And I was like, you know, maybe I just need like a group that already exists and I can just kind of get in there and play guitar and throw some harmonies down and just kind of do something different for a little while to kind of build the bubbles and inspire again. And it really has. I'm working on new stuff. So it's been inspiring for sure. And it's cool to create, to co-write too. I don't have a lot of co-writing experience at all. So it's been fun.
I was just going to ask about the writing process. Each of you individually are spectacular songwriters and, you know, made great songs, but getting together with this group, the three of you, how is the writing impacted you all? Where are the inspirations coming from?
That's a good question. And Lindsay and Adam, her husband, Adam Eater, of course, of Sexy Esther as well, did some co-writing for a handful of songs, right, to kind of kick it off.
Yeah. We co-wrote three or four of the songs that we're playing live, and which are really fun. But now we've been writing a couple songs together, and it's really fun. It's a different perspective.
Yeah, it's been kind of cool. Lindsay brings a lot to the table, and as a vocalist, she's just kind of like has these ideas that come out, and she'll just be like, "You guys, here's like a whole bunch of words," and she'll just like drop it in the band. I was like, "That's awesome. That's cute." And then Adam will be like, "Maybe it could be." I like that Adam's a part of the process from time to time, just because it's, you know, I feel like I get to write with Sexy Esther too, and in addition to Prairie Flowers, so that's fun. And then Lindsay will kind of bring it to the table, and Sharona will be like, "Oh, that's cool. Maybe we could say this here." You know, it just kind of builds off of stuff as it goes. You know, and then I go, "I think the guitar is doing this. Hey, okay. Okay, that sounds okay." So
I was going to ask about the instrumentation. like, who plays what here? Is it just you playing guitar? What other instrumentation is in the band?
Yeah, it's my guitar and our three voices, and Sharona does some rockin' kazoo solos.
Yeah. I play a little harmonica. Yeah.
Yes.
Some tambourine.
Lindsay's been playing some harmonica, which is pretty sweet. Okay. Sometimes there's harmonizing kazoos. I don't want to brag, but you know.
That's taking the kazoo to the whole new level right there.
I never knew about kazoos.
Well, we're big fans of Art Paul Schlosser. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, he's a huge
influence. I totally
thought
him. When
he's a huge influence on us.
And we like to add a little silliness to our show. So the kazoo, you know, it just brings out laughter in people. You know, everybody should own a kazoo.
Yes.
Everybody should, because it makes people happy.
And you need... Really, I mean, I could play a kazoo. I have zero musical talent.
Yeah, you just got to be able to hum.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And the greatest thing, like, especially if you've got, like, a ripping guitar solo, like, you haven't heard it until you've heard it on kazoo. Right?
Yeah.
So if we do a cover song and, like, here comes that guitar solo, they'll be like, oh, my God, she just whipped out a kazoo and did that solo on the kazoo. So it's just a whole lot of fun. But, you know, we're talking about adding some other members in terms of, like, playing bigger shows. We might have some other members join us here pretty soon. When we do record the full album, we're talking about having other instrumentations on there. So
you're notorious for that. Having a project, you've done this on your own albums, Dana, where you bring in people, special guests, special performances, and it always turns out so wonderful.
Yeah, it's so fun. That's the way I do really, like, I do have more collaboration experience points logged in, is just kind of gathering for the music. You know, I always just, there's so many great musicians here in Madison. Mm. It's crazy. So.
And Lindsay, you have a history of doing that as well, performing at the Mamas and even, like you said, in Sexy Esther, too.
Yeah.
And it's fun, right?
It's so much fun. Yeah.
Well, I know Jen Farley is a killer kazoo player.
Yes, she
is.
I
don't know if you've seen her play yet.
Her kazoo is epic.
Yes. Yes.
It is.
It's huge.
I aspire to be as good.
Wow.
We're jealous of Jen Farley's great big kazoo.
Oh, the Prairie Flowers are performing live at the Cargo Coffee on East Washington in Madison on December 13th. How can we keep up with the band's schedule online?
We post it on Facebook. That's where you should look for it, is on Facebook. It's Facebook, The Prairie Flowers.
Facebook, The Prairie Flowers.
Don't forget the You need the.
The Prairie Flowers.
There's a band in Canada called Prairie Flowers. We had to add the.
Oh, I see. That differentiates it. The Prairie Flowers are premiering their first single, Ribbons and Pink, tonight on Max Inc. Radio. It's written by Lindsay Evans and Shondell Marks of Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, and it's about Lindsay's battle with breast cancer, recorded in Megatone Studios. Lindsay, tell us about this song before we take a listen.
So I got diagnosed with breast cancer in September of 2020. It was a wild time to be alive, I'll tell you that. I had a lot of trauma from that, going to all of my appointments by myself, my surgery, my chemo, my radiation. Like, I did all of it by myself. But I had a huge support system behind me. But I had, you know, Shondell Marks, a friend of mine, she reached out, and she's a music therapist too, as well as a musician, and asked if she could help me in any way musically, if we wanted to write together anytime. And I was like, well, actually, I have lyrics and a little bit of a melody to this song that I'm writing to my breast cancer that I need help with. And it was something that I had written so many songs with Adam. I wanted to do this with someone who wasn't such a part of my process, like through my battle, because Adam was there with me every step of the way. So I needed someone outside to help me with it. And she came one night, and we just worked it out, and it was so cathartic and therapeutic to write the song and get it done, and then to perform it and record it. And, you know, this is all over a few years that all this is happening. And now to have it, to be able to release it to everyone and hope that it helps someone else. Each part of that is part of my mental health healing, which comes along with a battle like that.
And what's really cool about you're really open about sharing your story. And I can only imagine that it empowers other people going through the same situation, the same power as well. You're passing it along by telling your story.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope it helps people. That's the whole thing. And we, you know,
people donated to help us record this so that we would be able to release it for free and just give it to everybody. It's not for sale. Just please have it and share it with anybody who needs it.
Well, let's share it with the people right now. Brand new music here on Max Inc. Radio by The Prairie Flowers. The song is called Ribbons in Pink. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I'll never forget the day that I found you. I was nervous but confident, you were nothing to fear. But then my whole world was shaken. Now you had taken my armor away. Feeling crushed, feeling broken, and then cut wide open, I lay wrong exposed. Fill my veins with poison to kill you. Burn my skin where you touch me. You won't take me down. You won't take me down. I never asked to wear pink. I never asked to wear ribbons. But that's what I was given, and I wear them with pride. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and I'm stronger than ever. Oh, I'm stronger than ever in my ribbons and pink. They gathered around me. Lifted me up from the ashes and tore the light. I know I was never alone. Never, never, ever, ever alone in this fight. Feeling crushed, feeling broken, and then cut wide open, I lay raw and exposed. Fill my veins with poison to kill you. Burn my skin where you touch me. You won't take me down. You won't take me down. I never asked to wear pink. I never asked to wear ribbons. But that's what I was given, and I wear them with pride. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and I'm stronger than ever. Oh, I'm stronger than ever in my ribbons and pink. I'm alive and I thrive. I am amazing. I never asked to wear pink. I never asked to wear ribbons. But that's what I was given, and I wear it with pride. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and I'm stronger than ever. Oh, I'm stronger than ever in my ribbons and pink. I never asked to wear pink. I never asked to wear ribbons. But that's what I was given, and I wear them with pride. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and I'm stronger than ever. Oh, I'm stronger than ever in my ribbons and pink.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
middle of nowhere. That's M. Shays, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. M. Shays is going to be part of the big Halloween, freaking Halloween weekend at the High Noon Saloon next Saturday night in here in Madison. And that's going to be a great show presented by Max Inc. Radio. I believe Terry Barr will be on location, possibly introducing a band, and we'll get her live on air next week as well. Rocker, you're off for your anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy.
And I'm trying to do my best to convince E-Dub to join me next week here live on the radio.
Live on the radio, yeah. Overlooking State Street on Halloween. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
E-Dub, what are you doing?
Come on, E-Dub. Hope you're all having a great evening. Thank you to the Prairie Flowers for coming in. Man, that's a great song. It's beautiful, well-written. I love the harmonies in it. And, of course, the meeting behind it is it's pretty touching as well. Thanks to Lindsay, Dana, and Sharona for coming in tonight. Really appreciate it. Make sure you get on Facebook and all the streaming networks and look for the Prairie Flowers. And also you can see them at Cargo Coffee East here in Madison on East Washington Avenue on December 13th. And, of course, the Mamas happening tomorrow night at the High Noon Saloon Rocker. So plenty
of
opportunities.
A good time. Are you gonna come down, Jimmy?
Yeah, yeah. I got a dog I gotta rub bellies with.
And yeah. Then,
I'll probably be there. I'm gonna probably get. I'm shooting for like 6:30 is when I'm hoping.
Oh,
to get
perfect.
There. Yeah.
So, we'll be underway.
Hope you're there. These guys are gonna be playing tomorrow night.
Yeah.
At the Mama event, they're also playing Halloween, doing their rendition of Radiohead.
Radiohead.
It's the Earthlings. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.